Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're probably being tempted right now with all the candy on the shelves, but when should you be buying your Halloween candy? Carly Schildhaus is from CandyUSA.com. Carly, should you buy it now, knowing perfectly well that you're going to shove 27 Snickers in your mouth, or hold off until later in the month?
You know, people really vary as to when they're buying their Halloween candy. Most people, about 65% of Americans, say they buy it sometime in October. 12% of people admit that they wait until the last minute. We've got 18% of people who are buying it in September or earlier.
So you mean I missed the bus?
But I bought the largest bag of M&Ms I've ever seen just this past weekend. I think it was Thursday or Friday. It was nearly 40 ounces worth of M&M peanuts, and there's like two handfuls left at this point right now. Bought a big bag of fun-sized Snickers. I was like, I'm going to get a jump on it. There are no Snickers left.
Oh, boy.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, most Americans, more than 80% of Americans, admit that they get a little pre-Halloween head start on enjoying the treats they buy for trick-or-treaters.
Well, that's why I'm a last-minute person. Like, I go to Costco, I buy the giant bags, and I keep them hidden in my house, because I know the minute that I open one, even a little bit, just to take one out, it's like a free-for-all, and all of us are going to have our hands in there, and I'm going to be out one giant bag of candy come Halloween.
You know, however you buy it, though, I think I need to share that on average, Americans enjoy chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times per week. And that includes these special, exciting candy moments like the Halloween season.
Carly, from the National Confectioners Association, which is the most legit candy organization on earth, how do you feel about fun size? Do you think fun size is actually fun size, or do you think that only God's chosen people give away full size bars that are awesome?
Yeah, fun size is sad size.
Chocolate and candy companies are really meeting consumers where they want to be met, and that's perfect for the Halloween season. So the number we have is 85% of chocolate and candy sold today comes in packaging that contains 200 calories or less per pack. That includes those individually wrapped products or the multi-packs that contain smaller packages inside, like those fun size treats. So people are excited about the ability to have that option.
We know that's nonsense.
What do you give out at your house? Why are you avoiding the question?
I love giving out fun size treats. I sometimes will put together those little like goodie bags with one or two pieces of
fun size candy.
But I'm fun size all the way.
If you put 5 pieces of candy in there, we know what you're doing. You're making a regular. You're forming Voltron to have a regular size candy bar. I mean, you know what we got to do, Anna? We just got to get rid of math. Get rid of math. Then nobody will have this counting thing going on. It will be fine.
But I do understand, like, okay, I want a little bit of a Kit Kat. I want a little bit of a Snickers. I want a little bit of a Crunch Bar. And I can put them all together. And I didn't just have 7,000 calories. I just had 1,000, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that Snickers always seems to be a favorite, but I'm in a no-nut house. So what are the most popular Halloween treats that are given out this year?
You've got a lot of great options, as always, during the Halloween season. Chocolate comes in at number one, probably no surprise. Number two is the Ever Devices candy corn, which I happen to love. And then the third is gummy candy.
How about those popcorn balls?
Can't say I'm familiar, but it could be a great thing to hand out.
It's because nobody likes the popcorn balls. They use them as weapons when you give them out. It's true. You got to Google it, Carly. Look it up.
You happen to actually eat it, you'd be picking it out of your teeth for days.
All right, Carly Schildhaus, CandyUSA.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And again, happy Halloween season.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.